The president's a thought of us, a thoughtful coon. His vanity pedals his fresh nonsense happiness. Every press conference remixed and auto-tuned. As if the soul to this party was at the Congo room. Yet the compartmentalization of black skin is being jammed down with a flag pin. So we'll leave the crank dead. I'm now Andromeda bound. Watching Obama dumbfound. The religious right and other forms of Klansmen. Could the black man have fixed America's impossible pest? Not the crip walk on the prodigal crest. But look, we boggle the press as our tears soak collectively into the inaugural dress. So I tuned out those lame duck spunks because they suck cock, you suck hot sauce. Suffering a heavy job loss while they just watched. And gave this a multi-billion-dollar band-aid far from awesome. Especially when in the hands of Paulson, he's all thumbs. Giving big monies for acquisitions and frozen credits, small crumbs. Then deems America gods young. A preemptive thanks for my electric car and reappointment to Medicare's alleged czar. Who said niggas can't go off from government? All of a sudden, the face of excellence is a picture of tar. But watch this, it goes down with the Spencer spar. And who knows if it can bear life? Our game ain't airtight, yet we still set the bar when we reach for the sky and elect the stars. Now that we painted the White House black from the inside out, can we paint the combustible engine green? And replace verses of the Star Spangled Banner with the theme of the Jeffersons, you know what I mean? Denounce his rarely airstrikes. Punch out the Jeremiah right. Make sense of Rick Warren's peace. Close divides between war and peace. Dispense with wretched foreign policies. Speak to those who swung from the olive trees. Be the realest nigga alive.